9:03. Well, there's been another serious setback for the peace process in Northern Ireland. A safe parliamentary seat that had been held by the Ulster Unionists has been won in a by-election by the Democratic Unionists, a party fiercely opposed to the Good Friday Agreement. That is going to put pressure on the government to make concessions to the Ulster Unionists over reforms to the IUC. And where does that leave Sinn Féin? Well, Tim Pat Coogan, the Irish author, indeed his book, The Irish Diaspora, was published just yesterday. He's an expert on the IRA and these matters, is on the line. Were you surprised, first of all, Tim Pat Coogan, at what happened in that by-election?
No, I wasn't, actually. It was, apart from the fact that the defeated candidate ran a fairly lacklustre campaign, I think the crowning, or the coup de grace, was administered by the rocket here in London. I mean, it hit the building, but it was aimed at the peace process and aimed at the...
The MI6
Yes,
attack, yeah.
It was aimed at the hearts and minds of the waverers in the Republican movement, because... The delay over Patton has stretched Gerry Adams' wing of republicanism to the absolute limit and beyond it.
Patton, of course, being the man who's drawn up the reforms for the
yes,
IRA.
Yes, former Conservative Party chairman and a European commissioner in the International Committee, sitting on reforming the Royal Ulster Conservatory, came up with a set of proposals which were a compromise on what the Nationalists wanted, but nevertheless it would have been acceptable. But Peter Mandelson has delayed it, and now the hawks are definitely stirring. And I would think that this is a very serious turn indeed for the peace process. I think we're looking at something major may have to be done to continue with it, like possibly dealing the internal parties out of the equation, not relying any further on David Trimble, who's clearly a broken reed, and perhaps going for joint sovereignty.
Well, but hang on, when you say dealing them out of the equation, what does that mean in practical terms?
It means going for joint sovereignty, ruling between Dublin and London. This, I say, is a possibility, but what I want to do is to underline the seriousness of the situation, that one has to consider these kind of Plan B situations now.
But, I mean, that's a desperate measure, isn't it? Because
of course
yes,
it's a desperate measure. Yes, of course, but so would a return to violence.
But you'd get a return to violence on the part of the Unionists, wouldn't you, if you did that?
Well, you might, or I don't know. I mean, they say they're loyal. Are they going to refuse to loyally accept the rule of Parliament and of Westminster?
Well, they would regard themselves as having been sold out.
Well, they regard themselves as being sold out anyway, because they have not implemented the agreement which 71% of the northern electorate voted for, and 96% of the southern electorate. There's been an overwhelming majority for it. I'd say there's an even bigger majority on this island, but here you have 800,000 unionists holding up the will of 6 million, 5 million in Ireland.
Only a few seconds left, but if concessions are made to the Ulster unionists now, where does that leave Sinn Féin? Do you think they pull out?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think what might happen is that the IRA would pull out from Sinn Féin.
Ah. Tim Pat Coogan, like to explore that more, but we've run out of time. Many thanks.
Segment 1.